Apple Media is proud to celebrate 100 years as one of America's most influential radio stations and New York's first. WABC. And WLIR-FM, Hampton Bays.
From around the world to around the block, this is a WABC 77-second news update. Breaking news, WABC.
An active shooting situation happening at a Kroger supermarket in the town of Collierville, Tennessee. That's southeast of Memphis. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Ray Mundy. Collierville Police, Memphis Police, and the Shelby County Sheriff's Office are all working this active incident. Multiple victims reported, medical helicopters on scene according to officials, and the ATF is also responding, and a nearby high school has been locked down as well. Stay with 77 WABC on air and online at WABCradio.com for all the very latest on this breaking news story. The tri-state area bracing for severe thunderstorms and heavy rain as flash flood watches are in effect right now. The National Weather Service issuing those flash flood warnings yesterday afternoon to begin at this 4 o'clock hour, and the warning will last through tomorrow. Forecasters are predicting rainfall amounts between 1 to 3 inches. Rain can fall at a rate of an inch per hour, according to officials. An eerily similar rainfall amount, which caused the catastrophe in the aftermath of Ida. Higher amounts are likely in specific areas as well. Ahead of the severe weather coming our way, the New York City Office of Emergency Management has issued a travel advisory for the five boroughs through 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Let's get a check of your forecast now from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Flash flood warnings and severe thunderstorms are in effect as of now. Flash flood warnings have been extended for Hunterdon, Middlesex, Morris, and Somerset counties in New Jersey just a short time ago. As far as the temperatures, they will remain in the low 70s through the late evening hours. Overnight, more rain and thunderstorms through the early morning hours, a low of 64. The rain is expected to clear by midday, a high of 74 for your Friday. It's cloudy and 78 degrees outside of the 77 WABC Manhattan studios. And that's your WABC 77-second news update. Traffic and transit is coming up next. And James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, is coming straight your way. I'm Ray Mundy. And remember, the news never stops at WABCradio.com.
The San Gennaro Feast is back in NYC through Sunday. WABC's Lydia Serrani will be there tomorrow, live at 1 p.m. at the stage on Mott Street right off Mulberry for the pizza eating contest. Hey! Then at 5 p.m., it's Cats at Night with John Katzimatidis, live from the same stage with special guests to celebrate New York and all things Italian. Thanks to our friends at Itality.com. Hey! 77 WABC. WABC Traffic and Transit.
Bumper to bumper traffic on the Cross Island Parkway southbound from Francis Lewis Boulevard down to the Hempstead Turnpike because of an accident. The Clearview is very heavy. Stop and go southbound from the Throgstack down to the LIE with alternate volume. 66-minute ride eastbound on the LIE through Queens from the BQE out to the Cross Island. Come into CVS, get a free flu shot, plus get a $5 off $20 shopping pass. CVS, America's choice for vaccinations. I'm Jay Trelace, WABC Traffic.
James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, on 77 WABC, the crown jewel of American radio.
And yes, it is James Golden, a.k.a. Snerdly, with you. Be very careful these next 2 days, today and tomorrow. You heard Ray Mundy. The flash flood warnings are real. We are expecting a lot of rain. Hot outside. 81 degrees. But we're still expecting a lot of rain today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, the high is supposed to be up around 76 degrees in the city. But rainy and flash flood warnings are in effect for most of the city. If you had flooding problems before, please do everything you can to prepare. And if you don't have to travel, stay off the roads. if you don't. I mean, if you have to travel, you have to travel, but be very careful. We all saw what the last time was about, and we do not want a repeat of that. If you are concerned at all that you're in a basement apartment that could flood out and could cost you your life, get out of it and stay with some friends, some relatives, somewhere else. Take this seriously, because the infrastructure in this city has not been kept up. The sewers have not been dredged properly in many neighborhoods. This is not about global warming. This is about a global failure of government in New York. Later this hour, we're going to speak with a woman I have been wanting to speak with for weeks and weeks. Her name is Kristen Hawkins. She's the president of a group called Students for Life. And this is not a little small operation. I would like her to tell you what they're about, what they're doing. We are going to talk about the Texas abortion law, but more importantly than that, Kristen has a point of view that you have to hear. I don't want to hype it. I just want you to please pay attention when she comes on. Very, very interesting woman. Okay, New York City schools saw a quarter of their students absent one day this week. 200 of them, 200 schools in the city. A quarter of the students were absent. While overall attendance was 85% in the schools, many city schools are still struggling to curb absenteeism. The DOE, Department of Education, will not say how many kids have shown up for school each day, and instead they're just offering percentages. Because I guess you don't have the right to know the real numbers. And some of these schools, like one entire school in East Harlem, is shut down due to COVID-19 infections. There is, before we get into the other news of the day at the border, want to make sure I don't miss this one. New York City Councilman Yandis Rodriguez, he is a radical leftist Democrat. With well over a million immigrants having entered the country this year and the total approaching 2 million, the question is, why would this be a priority for the party? Well, what's the priority? Well, New York City Councilman Yandis Rodriguez wants illegal immigrants in New York City to have the right to vote. And he is not. The story's in BizPack Review today. This is not about a favor. This is about taxation without representation, he says. Unbelievable. Rodriguez seeks to supersede state law, give a green card and work visa holders the right to vote in local elections. Non-citizens of the United States, Councilman Rodriguez wants them to vote. He says in local elections. Where will that stop? Okay, let's turn our attention, since we start down the road with illegal immigrants, to what is happening at the border and beyond. That little redhead firecracker, Jen Psaki, announced today that the Biden administration has, quote-unquote, temporarily suspended the use of horse patrols in Del Rio, Texas. We've ceased the use of the horse patrol in, Del Rio temporarily. That's what one DSH official said on a call with reporters. After this morning, we were about 4,050 individuals under the bridge, so we've really made tremendous progress, says this DHS person. Tremendous progress. Mm-hmm. If you don't know by now, have a seat. Maxie Waters, Auntie Maxie, is at it again. Representative Maxine Waters from California slammed the Biden administration for the way Haitian migrants are being treated at the border, saying it takes us back hundreds of years. What the hell are we doing here? She asked during a news conference. What we witnessed takes us back hundreds of years. What we witnessed was worse than what we witnessed in slavery. Cowboys with their reins again, whipping black people, Haitians, into the water, where they're scrambling and falling down when all they're trying to do is escape from violence in their own country. Well, everything that this woman said is wrong. Number one, they were not being whipped. The biggest insult to every person that knows American history is that Miss Waters says that what we saw, what we witnessed, was worse than what we witnessed in slavery. Well, we didn't witness slavery. We weren't alive. We have read the history of it. And what happened during slavery is far worse than anything that took place in Del Rio, Texas. And for her to minimize what happened in slavery is a disgrace. You know, I don't want to, you know, go too deeply into this slavery business today, but chattel slavery, which is what was practiced in the United States of America, the Caribbean nations, and other places, was the worst form of slavery in human existence. It separated families from not only their culture, their language, their religion, but from each other. And I tell this to people that say, okay, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, and Maxine has fallen into that trap too. This wasn't something that ended hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago. My great-grandmother was married to an ex-slave. As recently as the 1930s, right before the beginning of the Second World War, many ex-slaves were still alive. The last generation was dying about the time in between World War I and World War II. It wasn't hundreds of years ago. The impacts are still being felt. But for her to say that what happened in Del Rio, Texas, where Border Patrol agents were trying to round up illegal immigrants on horseback, and again, I acknowledge that the images were shocking to the consciousness, and they were deeply shocking. But in no way what we saw here was worse than what happened in slavery, and for her to say this shows an incredible ignorance on her part, willful or otherwise. What is also disgraceful is the way that our Border Patrol agents are being treated by this administration. These people were tasked with doing a job. They were trained to do a job. They did that job, and now they are being demonized by people like Maxine Waters, who has no apparently comprehension of what their job was or what they were doing. And they're being demonized by the secretary of the agency that they work for, Homeland Security. They're being demonized by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. They're basically being accused of violating people's human rights and behaving as horrid, violent racist. And these are the Border Patrol agents who in some cases are outnumbered thousands to one, who are doing their best to salvage whatever security they can at a border that our president and his administration left wide open for anyone who wants to enter this country, which is, if you really think about it, a violation of their oath of office to protect this nation and protect her borders. One can only contrast the seriousness with which Donald Trump took the security at our borders and the lack of seriousness that the Biden administration has displayed thus far. And for them now to turn around and make the Border Patrol agents the scapegoats of their own failed policies is astoundingly hypocritical and astoundingly evil. And everyone in the Biden administration, the elected Democrats who are so gleefully rubbing their hands together and demonizing our hardworking border agents deserve to be defeated at the polls in 2022. These people do not deserve the power that they have been vested with, and this is just another example. There is a story, I'm not going to pull it out, I don't have to, I can get to the point of it very quickly. The Taliban today said, look, we are going to continue executions and amputations. You don't get to tell us our laws. The Sacramento Bee has a story about the number of American students who are still in Afghanistan, left behind by Joe Biden and his administration. What we are seeing is failure on a massive level. The Democrat Party's Tulsi Gabbard, this is a BizPack Review story, has triggered establishment leftists into fits of rage because she posted an honest assessment of what's going on the border. She posted at Joe Biden, at Kamala Harris, the humanitarian and national security crisis on the southern border is the direct result of your open border policy. And then she cited her own political campaign where she warned this would happen. The left is furious at her. Meanwhile, in other news, Rashida Tlaib, member of the squad, has denounced the nation state of Israel. She calls it an apartheid state. And she opposes the legislation that would help Israel out with the Iron Dome bill. Because, she says, we can not only be talking about Israel's need for safety at a time when Palestinians are living under a violent apartheid system and are dying from what Human Rights Watch has said are war crimes. So she's accusing the Israelis of war crimes. And she's calling the nation state of Israel an apartheid state. Now, I know that there are many liberals here in the city who support Israel. A very simple question to you. How can you support these Democrats, and why do you continue to? They hate Israel, and they let it be known every time they get a chance. They hate Israel. When we come back, we're going to speak with someone I have been wanting to speak with for a while. Her name is Kristen Hawkins. She's the president of Students for Life. This is James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, with you here on WABC, the crown jewel of American radio. In fact, the crown jewel of radio all around the world, where radio is free. And we will be right back.
Sid from Bernie and Sid in the Morning over here. Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, my buddy Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse Series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Newsmax is on every major cable system on their basic channels except RCN. If you're an RCN customer, you can't switch to another service that carries Newsmax. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone like I've done. It takes just seconds. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts. All this week, my buddy Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. I watch Newsmax all the time. Please watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
Following is a paid political announcement paid for by Curtis Sliwa for mayor.
This is Curtis Sliwa. I want to thank all of you at WABC. Because of your contributions, we made our goal to get our ads on television. And this race is neck and neck. And you can help put us over the top on November 2nd. You've got to join my team today. That's right. Elect me, Curtis Sliwa, to save our city. Donate or volunteer to help us win this election. We can do it. Go to CurtisSliwaForMayor.com. Do it today. That's Curtis Sliwa for mayor.com. Sterlinginfosystems.com.
Sterling Info Systems Incorporated seeks a vice president, strategic initiatives in New York, New York, to influence and drive the business globally. Work with the transformational team and assist the CFO in strategic planning. Qualified candidates must have a master's degree or foreign equivalent in business administration or related field, plus 8 years of experience. Up to 15% domestic and international travel required. Please submit resumes to monica.kisser@sterlingcheck.com.
This is Rudy Giuliani. According to a recent Rasmussen poll, only 39% of Americans think Joe Biden is competent to be president, and more than half think someone else is running the country. We have a crisis at our southern border, a resurgent pandemic, rising inflation, and complete surrender in Afghanistan. What a mess, and what a bad time to be leaderless. With ISIS-K, Al-Qaeda, and the Taliban now unrestrained, Afghanistan is again fertile ground for terror planning. The Afghan jails have been emptied and enemies are now equipped with state-of-the-art U.S. weapons. Watch stocks, watch oil, and most of all, watch gold. Gold is where the world turns when crisis takes hold. Monetary Gold is offering $5,000 worth of gold on your account for the first 50 qualified callers. Call now, 888-204-2141. Best time to buy gold is before everyone else realizes they need it. That's 888-204-2141.
Welcome to the Golden Age of Radio. James Golden, a.k.a. Bose Nerdly, is on 77 WABC.
Goodness, Rich, you know how to do it.
How do you like that one?
Yeah, I love it, Rich. Thank you. Spending my day. Al Green brings us back on WABC. Talk Radio 77, New York City. And we are very pleased to have with us the president of Students for Life, Kristen Hawkins. Thank you for making the time for us today.
Thanks for having me on today.
I had the pleasure of speaking with you a number of weeks ago. Well, it might be months ago. And when I was co-hosting a show on with Dr. Gina Loudon, and you brought up something that I've been wanting to share with my audience here on WABC ever since. And that is, you explain to people the origins of Roe versus Wade. Now, I do want to ask you about some of the news stories. I want to ask you this, for instance, there's a story today about how a Satanist group is teeing up their efforts to blunt the Texas and laws, the Texas law. The House is getting ready to vote. Yes. On a bill to and all of that. Nancy Pelosi is ripping her own Catholic archbishop because he said that abortion is pretty much child sacrifice. But before we do that, can you explain to people, please, how did we get here?
Yeah, we got here because seven men in 1973 on the Supreme Court decided to strip all state regulations on abortion away and do away with any state regulation on abortion. What's not really talked about in the news media, what you certainly don't hear about in the mainstream polls, is Roe versus Wade isn't simply abortion in the first trimester, which is what it was supposed to be. They handed down a companion case the same day, January 22nd, 1973, called Doe v. Bolton. With that case, those two cases, that legalized abortion in all 9 months of pregnancy for whatever reason, using a loose definition of the woman's health, not a woman's life, but her health, meaning that she could seek an abortion for anything, any reason that would be detrimental to her health, even her emotional health. And that is why you have states like New York, states like California, Rhode Island, Illinois, that allow abortions up until the moment of birth. Most people, when you tell an average person on a college campus or a street these facts, they tell you, no way, that you're blowing smoke, that that is not possible. But that's actually not the case at all. And that is why we've seen states since 1973 move to restrict abortion. The majority of Americans, regardless of how they call themselves, regardless if they say they're pro-life or pro-choice, Democrat or Republican, the vast majority of Americans do not want abortion in the second or third trimester. the only way abortion is seen as reasonable in the minds of some Americans, almost half Americans, is abortion in the first trimester, the first 12 weeks of abortion. So it's something that it's very frustrating when you hear those in the mainstream media, polling groups releasing polls on abortion, is you're not always hearing the real side and the real truth of what's happening and what the reality of abortion laws and how extreme our abortion laws are here in the United States of America because of those two decisions in 1973.
Now, thank you for explaining that. Now, let's talk about Texas. For those that don't know exactly and are confused, what happened in Texas and what happened that has liberals not only in America but around the world frothing at the mouth?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting that, Archbishop Corleone, Nancy Pelosi's archbishop, said abortion is essentially child sacrifice. The left would say that's not true. But literally the Satanists in Texas, who there was, a couple news articles about how the Satanists are the last hope to appeal this law. That's their argument, is that they are for abortion because it's child sacrifice. So let's just get that straight. This law is...
Wait a minute, can you repeat that? Well, no, let's not just gloss over that, because this is really important. There are there's one today, the Satanist groups are teeing up efforts to blunt the laws. And so are the Satanists arguing?
They're arguing that they have the right to sacrifice human lives for the sake of a woman's right, quote-unquote, right to choose and her bodily autonomy, and that's part of their spiritual and religious practices. And they've tried this in Missouri. Now they're trying it in Texas because, honestly, the left doesn't know how to stop this Texas law. Normally, when you see laws passed in states that restrict abortion in some way, that say, for example, a woman has to be shown an ultrasound of her child before that child is killed, or a woman has to be given full information about the effects of the abortion that's going to happen to her, how it can harm her body. Immediately after these laws are passed and they're signed into law, the Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, the abortion lobby moves, and they will go to their favorite judge, whoever that judge is in that circuit, and they will stop. They will enjoin the law. And they will stop, and they will sue the person in the state who's responsible for adhering to the law to ensure that the abortion industry adheres to law. And so it takes years sometimes for these laws to make their way up to the court, to be heard. And that's how the abortion industry frequently usurps the will of the people. You may live in Alabama, you may live in Mississippi, very Republican, conservative, pro-life states, but you don't see pro-life laws being actually enacted. They can be passed, but the abortion lobby stops them. And that is what is so novel about what Texas has done, because they said, we want to pass a law, and we want to pass a law that actually gets enacted and that the abortion industry can't sue their way out of, which is why the abortion industry is now relying on Satanists. And that's one of their hopes, is that the Satanists can make a claim that not allowing and paying and having taxpayers pay for abortion restricts their religious freedom to sacrifice human lives. Like, literally, that's their argument.
This is just amazing. Now, the House is planning to vote on a bill that will counter a dozen. What do you think the chances of it are becoming law?
So far, I think we have a good chance of defeating it in the Senate. I am a native West Virginian. I have met with Senator Joe Manchin numerous times. I lobbied with him when he was a pro-life Democrat Secretary of State in West Virginia. He has said time and time again, he may vote pro-choice sometimes, but he is pro-life. And so he's not 100% consistent pro-life voter. He voted for Obamacare, for example, which was the largest expansion of abortion in our nation's history. But he can vote pro-life, and he certainly serves and represents a very much pro-life state. I think with Senator Manchin, we can stop this bill. It will pass the House of Representatives. What folks need to understand about this, it's called the Women's Health and Empowerment Act. I keep calling it the Endangerment Act. I always slip up and say it wrong, but that's really what it should be called. This bill will codify Roe. So what that means is, if it's enacted, if it's voted by the House and the Senate, signed into law by our once somewhat pro-life president who's now 100% pro-abortion, if President Biden would sign into law, the courts would uphold it, it would invalidate every single state restriction that's ever been passed and enacted in all 50 states. So any state that has moved to restrict third trimester abortion, second trimester abortion, informed consent, it could invalidate all of those laws. And so it's a significant moment. And really, it's because they are so desperate. They know that we have at least a 5-4 majority of pro-life to pro-abortion justices on the Supreme Court. There's a case going to be heard, Dobbs v. Jackson, on December 1st, the Supreme Court, where the judges for the first time are going to look at a ban on abortion before what's called viability, when it's commonly accepted a child can survive outside the womb in about 22 to 24 weeks. It's a Mississippi law that was passed that, once again, the abortionist sued and stopped it from being enacted. They passed it a couple years ago in Mississippi that would ban abortions when a child can feel pain at 15 weeks. And the way they commit the abortions is they have to dismember the child. The child is too large to pass through a suction tube anymore. And so the child has to be ripped limb by limb. And the state of Mississippi said it is in our purview to protect our citizens, and this is dangerous for women, and it's 100% dangerous for children. We're going to ban it. And so this case coming before the Supreme Court could lead to a reversal of the Roe v. Wade decision, meaning not that abortion would be outlawed in all the United States, but if Roe would be reversed, and we'll hear about the decision at the end of June, that would mean that every state would get the ability to legislate abortion and regulate abortion on their own. So some states would move to make abortion illegal. Some states, unfortunately, like New York, will say it should be legal up until the moment of birth and funded with taxpayer dollars. But states would get the right to decide, like how it was before 1973. That is why, James, the abortion lobby wants to pass this codifying of Roe bill. They need to usurp the Supreme Court. That is why you've heard senators get onto the Senate floor demanding that we stack the Supreme Court, and they want to add more pro-abortion justices to the Supreme Court. That is all about abortion. That is why they're so terrified about what's happened in Texas with the Texas heartbeat law, which, by the way, we know is saving about 130 babies every single day in Texas as long as this law stays in effect.
Now, we are already over time. I just want to give you a minute to find, to close out by telling people where they can find your organization. I would encourage everybody that has an interest in what you're hearing here to go to the website and look at what this organization is doing. And Kristen, how do they reach you?
You can go to studentsforlife.org, studentsforlifeaction.org is our political arm, or you can find my podcast, and anywhere you get your podcast, it's called Explicitly Pro-Life.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you'll come back and stay with us as we go through all of these laws, and this is just getting started. You know, absolutely, there's going to be a lot of activity in this coming year, so please join us again.
I will. Thank you so much, James.
All righty. James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, here on WABC Talk Radio 77. Our telephone number, 800-848-9222. I gave out the EIB number yesterday. You know, that was really weird. 800-848-WABC is the number to call. We are going to take your calls. And tomorrow, when we do rapid phones, we're going to be introducing a new way to do it. But for today, we are going to take rapid phones near the end of the hour. So, and we're going to be taking phone calls intermittent. We have some other news to discuss. We'll be right back. James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, with you here, WABC Talk Radio 77.
The workplace is changing. Make yours better than it was before. And create a workspace people love with Envoy. Don't just come back. Come back to better. Envoy. Make hybrid work. Envoy.com.
Janine Pirro here. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been honoring America's heroes ever since. This year, the foundation is bringing 200 mortgage-free homes to Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and to our nation's most catastrophically injured veterans and first responders. Frank Siller connected where America was attacked on foot, from the Pentagon to Shanksville to downtown Manhattan, where he retraced his brother's footsteps on 9/11. Thanks to your support, Towers of Light returned to the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials again this year. For the first time, our country recognized the people we lost to 9/11 related illness through the foundation's ceremony. And another first is planned for Veterans Day. Those lost in the war on terror are having their names read aloud. Honor our vow to never forget. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
This fall is a perfect time to reduce your energy bills and go solar with the world's most trusted brand, LG. The LG Solar Concierge is the only place to get online quotes directly from the certified LG Pro installer network. With the LG Solar Concierge, you're guaranteed a customized quality system with a 25-year best-in-class warranty. Going solar has never been this easy. Get started today at solar.com/LG. That's solar.com/LG. Mention this ad for an additional $250 rebate on your project.
How smart are you? Think you can beat Bernie?
Bernie reads a lot of books.
Your chance to find out is every weekday in the 9 a.m. hour.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Listen for the Peerless Boilers Beat Bernie Contest on 77 WABC.
For eligible individuals 18 or older only, not available in Oregon or West Virginia. Results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better.
With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you'd might expect. The best hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week. No charge.
Ah, you people at Lively are wonderful.
With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Now get $100 off your hearing aids when you go to listenlively.com/radio. That's listenlively.com/radio. listenlively.com/radio.
Traffic is sponsored by Insperity, providing scalable HR services, employee benefits, payroll, and HR technology for 30 plus years. Insperity's mission is to help business succeed so communities prosper. Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Visit Insperity.com.
WABC Traffic and Transit.
Big jam up on the cross of the Parkway southbound from Francis Lewis Boulevard down to Hempstead Turnpike with an accident. It's causing a lot of alternate volume on the southbound Clearview and the eastbound LIE. And over an hour ride on the LIE for the BQE out to the cross island. If you're concerned about paying your energy bill, National Grid understands they're here to help get you through this difficult time. For personalized payment solutions such as budget plans or flexible payment plans, go to ngrid.com/bill. I'm Jay Trelace, WABC Traffic.
Now, here's the soul of excellence, James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, on 77 WABC.
WABC, as we transition from summer, which ended yesterday, summer 2021 is officially over. And now it's time for the fall to step in.
Drift by my window.
It is officially autumn in New York. It is autumn all around
red and gold.
The Northeast, and pretty soon the leaves will be turning.
The summer kisses.
This is Jermaine Jackson.
The sunburned hands.
Autumn leaves.
I used to hold.
And by the way, I got today a request for some bumper music. One of my good friends, Debbie Duhame, hit me up and said, listen, this is what I want to hear. Debbie, we're going to have it tomorrow. And if you want to make requests, hey, we're game. Aren't we, Rich?
Absolutely. We love it all.
Okay. Now, tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, I'm teasing what we're going to have tomorrow. You have to be here. Our very own Princess of Policy, America's Princess of Policy, Diana Mee, will be joining us. And Diana and I are going to talk about, I'm telling you now what we're going to talk about, this infighting that's going on in the Democrat Party. I've been wanting to get to this all week. And every day, there's more and more to add on to it. Schumer, here's a headline. Schumer announces Senate and House deal on tax framework for the $3.5 trillion package. Well, number one, I've been talking with some people in Congress, and this is not a $3.5 trillion plan. It's more like $5 trillion when it gets all done. Now, here's the second headline. Democrats surprised, caught off guard by the framework deal. That's also from the Hill. They had a meeting with Secretary Yellen and White House people, and they reached agreement on how supposedly they're going to pay for all this spending. Now, let me just say up front, lie. It is a bald-faced lie. They will never pay for all this spending, no matter what they tell you. This spending is just going to be added on to the deficit. Pelosi signals she won't move their $3.5 trillion bill unless she gets a deal first from the Senate and House. Now, Pelosi, who's arguing with her own archbishop, now she knows more about theology than the archbishop of the Catholic Church, but Nancy Pelosi has promised moderate Democrats that they're going to have a vote on the infrastructure by September 27th. Let's see if she's lying to them, and if she is, what they're going to do about it. Now, the other head, one of the other heads of the Democrat Party, Representative Pramila Jayapal from Washington State, says she's got a bunch of Democrats locked up in her pocket, 95 House members and one senator, and if Pelosi doesn't move the 3.5 trillion dollar spending bill first, then she's going to use her members, the ones that are in her pocket, to tell those to tell Joe Biden and the Republicans that signed onto that stupid infrastructure bill, no, that's not going to pass. So tomorrow we're going to get in the weeds with all this stuff. We're going to not in the weeds, but we are going to explain it all with the Princess of Policy, Diana Mee. This is fascinating to watch what this party is doing to itself. Meanwhile, the Toitle is the Toitle has all of them with their undies in a wad because he's saying, "I mean it." Well, now let me see if I can do the turtle. We're not going to vote on this infrastructure. We're not going to vote on this debt ceiling business. No. You people have to vote. You people are going to have to do it yourself. We're not going to do anything with that. And they're outraged because the turtle is saying, "Hey, you Democrats want to spend all this money? Well, then go ahead and raise the debt ceiling yourself. You don't need us, and we're not going to vote on it." And they're all having a cow. Because they're saying it could lead to a government shutdown. Now, think about that for a minute. Democrats have the vote to pass the debt ceiling, which would allow the government to stay open. But they don't want to do it by themselves. They want Republicans to join with them in order to do it. Otherwise, the government shuts down. And the White House today is issuing warnings to their agencies to prepare with what the Washington Post calls the first government shutdown of the pandemic. Well, I mean, isn't that clever? Would you mind if the government shut down, by the way? That's a question for you, 800-848-WABC. Do we have time for a call, Rich?
Absolutely.
Where do you want to start?
Where do you want to go?
Wherever you want to. Pick one.
Let's get the call screen. Let's get the call screen up first, and then we'll see who we're going to go to. I think we're going to start with Suzanne in Brooklyn today.
Sounds good. Welcome, Suzanne, WABC Talk Radio 77 with James Golden, a.k.a. Snurly. What's on your mind?
James, I just adore your program and you. You started the program, and I just wanted to, like, clarify, because you were saying how making, I thought, almost a comparison between Donald Trump's approach to the border, that he was serious, and then that also that Joe Biden's approach was serious.
No, I didn't say Biden's approach was serious. Biden's approach is the worst thing we have ever seen. Open borders. Everything that you look, this entire situation at the border is Joe Biden's fault. Let us make no mistake about it. All of the squalor underneath the bridge is Joe Biden's fault. All of the many tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who have come in here without being COVID tested, who may in fact be partially responsible for the surge in COVID in this nation, that's Joe Biden's fault. All of the lawlessness that has come along with open borders, including a horrific increase in the amount of fentanyl and other dangerous drugs that have come into this country, Joe Biden's fault. Every single thing that Donald Trump did to secure the borders of these United States in less than a year, the Biden administration has dismantled. And now we have chaos on our borders. We have unlimited lawlessness. We have squalor. We have people that are being hurt. We have drugs and potentially terrorists coming in our country. We don't know who's coming in this country. It is a disgrace what is happening to our borders. So in no way, my dear Suzanne, did I mean to imply that Joe Biden couldn't shine Donald Trump's shoes when it comes to understanding what this country needs by way of security.
I know that's what you or, you know, you believe, and that we just need to be very clear that this is his intention to create this chaos. This is his. They are successful. This is what they wanted to roll out because they are looking at the bigger picture of what they believe will turn, you know, their constituency. However, I don't believe that that is even true. I have personal interactions with Haitian grassroots organizations in my work in Brooklyn. And I don't believe that that's a slam dunk, that they can feel this way. Plus, these are not Haitians coming from the
Haiti. They are coming. We had an amazing guest on who, by the way, led the entire news cycle. This show did. And that would be Todd Bensman from the Center for Immigration Studies. And he pointed out that most of these people that are now underneath that bridge living in squalid conditions did not come from Haiti on this round. They were in Central and South America, and apparently some of them leading good lives, but they came here because they were under the impression that Joe Biden had opened up the borders, and that's why we got this surge. Well, thank you, Suzanne, my dear. Appreciate the call. Please call us back. James Golden, a.k.a. Snerdly. We are coming back with Rapid Phones after the break. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Attention. If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-346-1213. 800-346-1213. 800-346-1213.
pop them a tax relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Cityside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction? Well, I have great news. We can now effectively treat ED without any pills. Cityside Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of wave therapy, clinically proven to open up and regrow blood vessels. Our technology has been shown to be effective by Cambridge University. If you're struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills, call us now, and not only will the screening and blood flow ultrasound be free, we'll also give you something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that. This is $550 normally, but call us now and it's totally free. 646-715-5555. That's 646-715-5555. Put a stop to your erectile dysfunction by treating the root cause of the problem and get your love life back. Call Cityside Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify. 646-715-5555. 646-715-5555.
Slater Shulman, 488 Madison Avenue, New York, New York. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with any cancer since 9/11? Did you or a loved one live or work in downtown Manhattan between 9/11/2001 and May 30th, 2002? If so, you may be eligible for substantial cash compensation. The new Compensation Extension Act adds over $10.2 billion to compensate cancer victims of 9/11. This is not just for first responders. If you lived, worked, or went to school south of Canal Street and developed any kind of cancer during the past 15 years or lost a loved one due to cancer, call 800-308-3481 now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. If you lived or worked in Lower Manhattan in the months after 9/11 and developed cancer, call our law firm's 9/11 Cancer Helpline 24/7 to see if you qualify for substantial cash compensation. We represent thousands of 9/11 clients. Let us help you with your claim. The time to file a claim is now. Call 800-308-3481 right now. That's 800-308-3481. 800-308-3481.
WABC Traffic and Transit.
At the Holland Tunnel, a 30 to 35 minute delay out to New Jersey, a 20 to 25 minute backup outbound at the Lincoln, bumper to bumper traffic on the west side from 57th Street up to the GWB, and the westbound Cross Bronx jam from the Bruckner out to the George. Hitting speed bumps in your hiring process, streamline your route to hired with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Find your next grade hired and visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Jay Trelace, WABC Traffic.
Knows politics and so much more. A true connection to real New York on 77 WABC.
Yes, WABC, talk radio 77 on New York City.
There is a rose in Spanish Harlem.
Oh, it's been a long time since I heard that, Rich. Awesome. Selection. Yeah, nice going. All right, Rich, what time is it?
James, it's time for the
day. This is the James Golden Clip of the Day.
This is Joe Biden. The year is 1994 when he was senator.
If Haiti, a god-awful thing to say, if Haiti just quietly sunk into the Caribbean or rose up 300 feet, it wouldn't matter a whole
but
lot in terms of our interest.
But doesn't the world and
can you play that, Jen? I'm speaking with our producer, Jen Grott. Jen, who was that one more time?
That was then-Senator Joe Biden.
When?
In 1994.
Okay, play that one more time, please.
If Haiti, a god-awful thing to say, if Haiti just quietly sunk into the Caribbean or rose up 300 feet, it wouldn't matter a whole
but
lot in terms of our interest.
But doesn't the world and
wait a minute. Rich, do you have our racist Democrat theme anywhere nearby that you can put your finger on? Because I sure would. Ah, here we are. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what we have here, and we're going to play it one more time for you because I want you to hear it. I want you to remember what you're hearing here. We got a senator of the great state of Delaware, and Senator Joe Biden here is talking about our friends in Haiti. You know, and now what is Haiti? Haiti's one of them countries down there in the sun, in the sunshine, with the sun people. Not a lot of ice people down there running things in Haiti. The ice people, in fact, ain't been down in Haiti for, I don't know, hundreds of years or so. It's the sun people down there in Haiti. In other words, my friends, it's them people of the darker complexion. And this is what the man who is now your president, Joe Biden, had to say about them darker people down there in Haiti. Play it one more time, Rich, will you please?
If Haiti, a god-awful thing to say, if Haiti just quietly sunk into the Caribbean or rose up 300 feet, it wouldn't matter a whole lot in terms of our interest.
But doesn't the world and...
Well, there you go. That's what your president, Joe Biden, thinks of Haiti. Rapid phones. Where are we going, Rich?
All right, James, let's start with Saul in Franklin Square.
Hello, Saul. Welcome to WABC Talk Radio 77.
Hey, Mr. Golden. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I just want to make a statement about Maxine Waters. It's a gentleman, a black fella who lives, is a homeless, who lives right off Southern State Parkway over there, and it's heartbreaking to see him, but he's been there for a long time. And I saw more than once an older white person who delivers food for him. And it's a really bad intersection there to walk and to cross by.
Okay, so what's your point here? What happened?
My point is if I were to record that and send it to Maxine Waters, what would she say about that?
Maxine Waters wouldn't have anything to say about it because Maxine Waters is only interested in the photo op. Maxine Waters doesn't know what she's talking about, and obviously she doesn't know a thing about history, and obviously she doesn't care. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Where are we going next, Rich?
We are going to say hi to Gracie in Rockland County.
Hey, Gracie, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thank you. Perfect. I am so tired of so-called common-sense Democrats and rhinos criticizing Trump. His first 3 years were wonderful for hardworking people, in spite of the collusion between the Democrats and the media. And I'll go to my grave believing the 2020 election was stolen, and nobody is going to shout me down if they give me an argument, including Senator Amato. Bye, love.
All right. Love you, darling. Where are we going next, Rich?
Oh, we love Gracie. She was fired up. Let's say hi to Stu in Brooklyn.
Hello, Stu. Welcome to WABC Talk Radio 77 with James Golden.
James, I'm going to connect the dots very, very quickly. The $1 billion that was taken away from the Israelis is financial blackmail. Here's why. The dependable anti-Semites in Congress were used by the military-industrial complex. It's called the IBCS. Integrated Battle Command System. It's a project of the Army that will replace the Iron Dome in the future. Principal contractors, Rafael of Israel and Raytheon. They are being hung out to dry because the Israelis are reluctant to turn over source code to the contractor who's working on the project with the Army. Where did the Secretary of Defense come from? He was a board member at Raytheon. Somebody leaned on him to put pressure on the Israelis to turn that code over, which the Israelis don't want to do because a lot of the contractors are involved with China, and the Israelis know that's where all their source code will eventually wind up. So what you're seeing is a typical swamp move. They are using blackmail to try to get the Israelis to release something that they won't do. And that's the backstory of that $1 billion defunding.
Thank you, Stu. Appreciate your call very much. Where are we going next, Rich?
James, let's go to David in the Bronx.
Welcome, David. WABC Talk Radio 77 with James Golden. You got to make your point quick. What is it?
Mr. Golden, thank you so much for having me on the show. I was just wondering, the recording you were playing, that was President Biden or that was...
That was Joe Biden when he was a senator. That was,
well,
yes.
What year was this from?
1994, Joe Biden.
94. Wow. Okay. All right. I mean, didn't somebody call all these other countries like Haiti and all this, like the, they called them a bad word, but it was like, you know, the dirt hole country.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you remember all the grief that certain someone took? Here's Joe Biden.
Wasn't that Trump? Wait a minute. Wasn't that Trump that said that?
Yes, it was. And guess what? The media had an S-fit, and they have nothing but about Biden's remarks. Crickets, as usual. Thank you for the call. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are. It's Thursday. Again, I'm going to ask those of you who can stay home and avoid the rains to do so. We have flash flood warnings throughout the city. Please take them seriously. We are in this, the greatest city in America, the greatest city in the world, our very own New York City. On the station that you love and you grew up with, WABC, the crown jewel of American radio, America, the greatest nation humanity has ever witnessed. I will be back with you tomorrow. God love you. God protect you and bless each and every one of you. See you tomorrow.